Thank you, Chairman. Today, I will talk to you about the nitrogen and manure effects on soil erosion, carbon and nitrogen dynamics in sugarcane fields in Okinawa, Japan. I'm Kazutoshi Osawa from Utsunomiya University, Japan. But now, I'm working in USDA ARS National Soil Erosion Research Laboratory in West Lafayette on the Purdue University. The course is Chief of Farm. As a background, soil erosion and nutrients runoff have led to agricultural and environmental problems throughout the world, not only on-site effects of decreasing soil fertility, but also various ecosystems have been damaged due to oversupply of sediment and nutrients from agricultural zone. Here's the location of Okinawa region. It is in the southern part of Japan. I conducted a field experiment in Ishigaki Island. In this region, recently many farmland reclamation projects are carried out. Land use is changed dramatically from forest to upland fields. It is subtropical climate, and less soil is a high erodibility and a steep slope. Then soil erosion is accelerated heavily, like this. The eroded sediment flow into the channel and rivers. The river length is very short, and the sediment discharged into the sea almost directly. So the marine eutrophication is occurred, especially the coral have been damaged by oversupply of sediment and nutrients from river basin, including agriculture zone. The inner river mouth, the coral is almost dead. In the farmland, the sugarcane is cropping. This is a conventional farming. After the tillage, the sugarcane is transplanting, and after the growing, the harvest is done. This is a cycle for the conventional farming. One of the measures for soil erosion, nitrogen farming is can be changed as a perennial or ratoon sugarcane. It is a traditional farming, but now there is not do such a thing. So after the harvest, using a last harvested sugarcane is used and regrow and harvest. This farming can repeat two or three times. This is a movie in the sugarcane field. I'm sorry, it's very noisy. It is the sound of the rainfall. It is in a conventional farming sugarcane field. You can see the water is very high concentration of the sediment. It is from water of the conventional tillage farming field. The next is no-tillage farming. This is ratoon sugarcane. You can see the water. The water color is very clear. It is the same rainfall event. There is a problems of perennial sugarcane. One of the poor regrowth due to compaction by heavy harvester and noxious insects. Two is requires additional labor. Three is frequently damaged by typhoons. So the encouragement from local government and private funding is been down. One is manure is distributed to the farmers who are willing to do a ratoon. Two is permit use of insecticide for noxious insects. Three is provide a subcontractor to conduct the replanting field work. And I have a question. How does nitrogen and manure affect soil erosion and organic carbon and nutrients runoff? And which is more dominant, nitrogen surface runoff or leaching? So a field experiment is conducted to confirm the effect of nitrogen farming and manure application for soil water conservation. I've done the soil erosion measurement and soil organic carbon balance, and measure the nitrogen surface runoff and leaching. This is a feature of the test plot. It is a sugarcane field. The one plot is a 5.2 meter width, 75 meter length, with a 3% slope angle. The soil is silty, and soil organic matter content is 6%. Soil organic carbon is 1.9%. The nitrogen is about 0.1%. Here's the treatment of the experiment. I conducted for 3 years about the name. First two characters means conventional tillage and no tillage or no tillage. The following the numerical character means a year. The last character is a commercial fertilizer or manure. In the first year, I put two plots to measure the soil erosion and carbon. In the second year, I added two more plots to measure the manure effect in here. In the third year, using this plot, I measured the nitrogen effect. It is a measurement for soil erosion and meteorology. Discharged water is collected in the bottom of the slope, and I measure the water discharge rate using a partial volume, and water is sampled by automatic sampler and using a turbidity sensor in the bottom of the box. All of the data are collected are stored in a data logger. It is connected with a broadband router, so I can check the data and collecting all of the data. It is a measurement for soil organic carbon. The surface runoff is measured using a partial volume and water sampler, and sometimes soil and residue is sampled. And collecting samples are analyzed using this instrument. And I also conduct CO2 emission from the soil surface using this instrument. And next is about soil nitrogen. The surface flow is measured using the same instrument. And I put a plastic box under the soil. The plastic box is buried at the 50 centimeter depth. After the rainfall event, the water is sampled using a syringe, and sampled water is analyzed using these devices. This is the result of the soil erosion. It is for 3 years a result. From this result, no-tillage farming could decrease a large amount of sediment yield. The reduction ratio were 77% to 97%. These results were due to no-tillage farming effect, that the soil was not disturbed and the soil surface was covered with residue. But the effect of manure was not found. Next is the organic carbon erosion. The POC concentration was estimated from SS concentration, and DOC concentration was dealt with a constant from average value. From these figures, no-tillage farming decreased a large amount of organic carbon runoff. The reduction ratio was 77% and 59%. Comparing these two graphs, the left is fertilizer, right is manure. So the manual application might increase the organic carbon runoff. It is a CO2 emission result. From the upper left figures, CO2 emission from soil surface was related with soil temperature at 5 cm depth. And using this relationship, carbon emission is estimated. The bottom two graphs is the result. The CO2 emission at the no-tillage plot was smaller due to lower surface soil temperature because surface soil was covered with residue at the no-tillage plot. As you can see the upper right figures, the blue line means no-tillage farming. It is a small temperature. It is, the carbon balance is estimated using a carbon runoff, CO2 emission, residue manure input, and bulk density. From the NT plot, this and this, if the plot was no-tillage, soil organic carbon increased. And if the plot was conventional tillage with manure, either means the soil organic carbon maintained. This is another result of the carbon content of the soil. Soil organic carbon content was increased or maintained under the no-tillage and or manure condition. It is almost same result with last result. It is a nitrogen application in our third year. In the manure plot, as you can see the red bar, a large amount of nitrogen was applied in this plot. Here is the result of the surface flow and leaching of the nitrogen. Nitrogen leaching was relatively large comparison to surface flow. Most of the nitrogen exists in the form of nitrate. Nitrogen runoff at the no-tillage plot was smaller than the conventional tillage plot. There was no obvious difference about the leaching load between fertilizer and manure treatment. From the bottom figure, it is almost same. As a conclusion, no-tillage farming decreased soil erosion very much in comparison to conventional tillage. Manure application did not affect the soil erosion. The no-tillage farming decreased the soil organic carbon erosion and CO2 emission in comparison to conventional tillage. Soil organic carbon was increased or maintained under the no-tillage and or manure condition. No-tillage farming decreased surface and subsurface runoff of nitrogen in comparison to conventional tillage. Nitrogen leaching load was much larger than its surface runoff load. There was no obvious difference in the leaching loading rate between fertilizer and manure. These observed results supported the combination of no-tillage and manure application farming as one of the best management practices for reducing sediment and nitrogen runoff and for storage of organic carbon in this particular area. For more rigid conclusion, long-term observation coupled with Reich meta experiment and laboratory experiment are necessary. That's all. Thank you for your kind attention.